GBC, in collaboration with Star Ghana, has launched a project dubbed Ghana Wins Election 2016 in Dodowa. The project will focus on voter education. Acting Director General of the GBC, Mrs. Francisca Achite Odunton, at the launch, asked the media to be proactive in the upcoming November polls. She said GBC, as the pace setter, is ready to deliver on its mandate as the foremost public broadcaster.
The role of the media is a very important and crucial component of any election, particularly here in Ghana, which is home to one of the most vibrant and outspoken media on the continent of Africa. Indeed, the elections we have undertaken over the years would not have proceeded so smoothly or successfully without the lively contribution of the media, which we all refer to as the fourth estate of the realm. Ghana has established a distinguished electoral record since the return to multi-party debates. However, each election has seen tempers flare and accusations of electoral malpractice fly. In the forthcoming November elections, we the media, as well as every Ghanaian, must aim to reinforce the credibility of our elections in order to enjoy the full benefits of democracy, which include peace, security, respect for human rights, and the rule of law. For an election to be truly free and fair, all the different parties and candidates should have equal access to the media. The media must actively seek out the truth and on behalf of the public and tell it. One major obstacle, however, impeding the media from doing this effectively is funding. I'm pleased to announce that GBC has been selected by the steering committee of Star Ghana to benefit from a grant of $75,000 towards coverage. I must state that this was specifically allocated to GBC based on a proposal we presented that pitched for the funding for 300 institutions. We say a big thank you to Star Ghana. This will go a long way in helping us fulfill our mandate, especially since the 1992 constitution imposes an additional obligation on us as the sole and state public broadcaster. For us, we believe that once we have carried out our duties professionally and effectively, it is Ghana that is the winner. Hence, our project dubbed Ghana Wins Election 2016.
The project manager of the initiative, Ebenezer Mpabeng, said GBC will continue to educate the public on the electioneering through comprehensive coverage of processes before, during, and after the election.
Ghana Wins Election 2016 is how we have christened our comprehensive program of activities lined up as far as coverage of this year's elections is concerned. It is not just coverage, but a good mix of programs on voter awareness, pro-peace, and gender and social inclusion that we are confident at the end of the day will contribute to the nation achieving credible, peaceful, inclusive, and transparent elections. For us at GBC, though one party may win power, if we are able to achieve the above, it is Ghana that would be the winner. Hence, our project, Ghana Wins Election 2016. Mr. Chairman, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, one of the cornerstones of our project is the promotion of pro-peace election campaigns for national cohesion and development. The reason is not far to seek. The winner takes all syndrome nature of our politics unduly raises the stakes in the run-up to elections in our dear country. It is one of the major reasons behind the line between peace and violence growing thinner every election season. Why is it the case that so-called hotspots emerge mainly during the election season and disappear afterwards? While we await a solution to this phenomenon, there's a contribution we as the public service broadcaster with the widest radio and television networks in Ghana can make. We shall work with the Peace Council, political parties, chiefs, and the security agencies, providing them all manner of platforms to touch the hearts of as many people as possible to see the need to maintain the peace before, during, and after this year's general election. Another pillar of Ghana Wins Election 2016 is voter education. We as a country know that we cannot take pride in rejected ballots as it were, placing third as we witnessed in the last two presidential elections. What many now call the Rejected Ballot Party, RBP, has neither a candidate nor an organizational structure. It doesn't believe in spending money on campaigning, yet beat parties that are formidable candidates, the structures and the money to prosecute their campaigns. This is certainly not acceptable. How can such a party garner over a quarter of a million votes? In plain language, it is an exercise in disenfranchisement. Why haven't previous educational campaigns been effective? During the implementation phase of our program, we shall seek strategic collaboration with the NCCE, the EC, research-based institutions and civil society, among others, to marshal the most innovative and effective communication tools to equip the voter in the hope of defeating this party. The overall objective of the Ghana Wins Election 2016 project is to enhance the credibility of the electoral process and secure a peaceful environment to accelerate Ghana's growth and development in 2016 and beyond.
For his part, the program director, Star Ghana Ibrahim Tanko Amidu, commended GBC for its consistent professionalism in the discharge of his duties as a national broadcaster.
I would like to start by congratulating GBC, not just for the work it's done since its partnership with Star Ghana, but I think in the history of deepening and consolidating democratic governance in Ghana, GBC has played an immense role. GBC has provided the platforms for citizens to engage with parties. GBC has provided the platforms for political parties and candidates to carry across their messages. But GBC has also helped to educate citizens on what to do and what not to do. And I think part of the credit for where we are now with our democratic governance should rightly go to institutions such as GBC. So I also want to congratulate the Acting Director General and her team, because when we put out the call for proposals, we got close to 400 plus proposals. We ended up funding only 35, and GBC happened to be one of the organizations that sails through on the basis of the quality of their proposal.
The General Secretary of the Christian Council of Ghana, Reverend Dr. Kwabena Opone Frimpong, who launched the project, congratulated management and staff of the GBC for the initiative. Reverend Opone Frimpong asked stakeholders to promote a peaceful and credible election process to diffuse the tension during the general elections.
The Christian Council of Ghana will want to congratulate the management and staff of the Ghana Broadcasting Corporation for initiating the Ghana Wins Election 2016 project to enhance the credibility of the electoral processes and secure a peaceful environment to accelerate Ghana's growth and development in 2016 and beyond. Presidential and parliamentary elections are very important political activities in Ghana and are often characterized with some level of tension. In fact, it is expected that some level of tension will be experienced. In view of that, various stakeholders engage in varied activities to promote peaceful electoral process that is credible, free, and fair. Over the years, efforts by state institutions, civil society organizations, religious bodies, and development partners have been to promote peaceful and credible electoral process. This is simply because of the fear of violence and the possible outbreak of civil war if efforts to promote peace are not intensified. In view of that, peaceful activities and campaigns across the country become very visible. The media, of course, becomes one of the major platforms used to promote peace. However, as we grow as a nation and consolidate our democratic credentials, our tension as a nation must now be shifted from the fear of violence during elections to the fear of electing non-performing people into power. Ghanaians should not be afraid that we may fight and therefore have civil wars. Now, Ghanaians must be afraid that if we don't do things right, we may elect people who are non-performant into positions.
The president of the GJA, Roland Afelmoni, asked media practitioners to give of their best in this electioneering by exhibiting high professional standards and neutrality in their reportage. He said despite successes chalked up in the country's past election, this year's election should not be taken for granted. Mr. Moni asked governance institutions to help train journalists to sharpen their skills in political reporting.
Indeed, the country's six successful elections in the Fourth Republic reinforces its image as a beacon of democratic accomplishment, but thus does not obscure the fact that Ghana's democracy is still on the stilts and the standard of electioneering is fraught with challenges, some minuscule and others monumental. Campaigning generally is light on issues and heavy on propaganda. The deficit of issues and surplus of slogans give room for insults which tend to stir fury, stoke tension and ignite violence. Again, the number of rejected ballot papers in the face of the closeness of electoral outcomes is unacceptably high and indeed an indictment on our sense of maturity as a nation. To amplify Mr. Mpabin's call, the rejected ballot papers party must be disqualified this time around. Against this background, the importance of GBC's Ghana Must Win 2016 project can hardly be articulated. Such constructive and instructive leisure projects will surely guide the choices of voters at the polls, govern the behavior of the public, build the architecture of peace, solidify the foundations of stability, and define the overall quality of the elections. Given the incredibly high stakes in the election and the profound media influence on its outcome, the GGA urges all practitioners to give of their best in terms of electoral journalism untainted by spin and unpeppered with insult. The GGA and NFC guidelines on electoral reporting should be their professional Bibles and Qurans in all the processes leading to the election. We also make a strong appeal to corporate Ghana, media partners, and governance institutions to invest in the training of journalists as their vital contribution to sharpen their performance.